Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Monitoring spirits. I have a high calling in my life. If you search through the Bible, prophets have had to overcome enormous circumstances. One true sign that someone is a prophet is the life they've had to endure. I want you to take a moment and try to imagine yourself in this situation. I'm one who believes that you can't truly understand a matter unless you've been through it, but I want you to try. Imagine this. Halfway through your life, you find out you're a prophet. You've struggled in every area of your life from birth. Your parents were against you. The friends and family you thought cared for and loved you was a lie. That circumstances before you were born were arranged to take place to show the might and power of God. You would face all forms of abuse, harm, and setbacks in your life. You would lose a wife and daughter to death, a second wife and your other children to the tactics of the enemy. You would face unbelievable physical assaults on your body, not to mention the emotional, mental, and physiological consequences of all that was taking place. As you've managed to survive all this, you recognize there's no one left standing with you. You now know that it was all orchestrated to bring you to greatness, that your entire life was being monitored because of the greatness you would become. How do you think you would have done through all this? I don't honestly know of anyone in my life who could have overcome all this. One thing is extremely clear. There was a grace in my life, whether I knew it was there or not. There is no doubt that I could not have overcome all that and had done it on my own. I was being watched over by God the entire time. However, there was someone else watching as well. That is my discussion in today's podcast, Monitoring Spirits. If you don't believe that's a real thing, I assure you it is. In Romans 8:29, the Bible says this: "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." Once I fully comprehended this, I understood the events of my life. This is not for and does not apply to everyone. As I stated earlier, I have a high calling on my life, hence the dramatic life. This may sound bad to you, but let me assure you there were those who came before me who had it worse. Joseph is the one who comes to mind. How about Daniel, Jeremiah, and many more? Last I checked, I haven't had to fight a lion, tiger, or bear. I haven't been thrown in a lion's den or thrown in prison for doing nothing wrong or placed in a hole in the ground to die. As God clearly was watching over me, the enemy knew what was going to come about if he did not find a way to destroy me. So he threw the people in my life, kept an eye on me. Remember, for every one of us he allows to escape his clutches is the potential for damage to his kingdom. Some of us can cause more damage than others. I happen to be a wrecking ball and he knows it. When you fully understand that nothing is by coincidence, you can then perceive the reason behind something occurring. Looking back, I now see why my parents treated me the way they did. I see why I never received love, encouragement, or true guidance. I see why everything was a struggle, why people throughout my life came against me. I see why my body has endured an attack after another. I see that circumstances in my life were meant to hinder my path to greatness. This is how the enemy operates. He knew from the beginning he couldn't come at me straightforward, so he had to use the surrounding people. To tell the truth, it worked for a long time. but when God opened my eyes, it was over for the enemy. See, most of my life I had no idea that the things I shared with my do-called family and friends was being relayed to the enemy. Some of these people I really trusted. I will admit, some were intentional, and some had no idea they were being used. I didn't understand this till at some point in 2023. People don't understand that the unresolved issues you have in your life opens doors for the enemy to enter. This is one way that we are used by the enemy without knowing it. We're living our lives believing we are good, but all the while, you're working for the enemy. You ever have that one person in your life that seems to always be concerned with everything you have going on? They don't want to talk about their issues. It's always what's going on with you. They want every detail seemingly to have genuine concern for what you're going through. For me, this was me being monitored. Let me be clear, there are many who have genuine concern for your well-being. This is why you have to be able to tell the difference spiritually. Again, this is not a reference for everyone. I'm just showing you a truth that may apply to your life so that you are informed of the tactics of the enemy. For me, this was my entire life. My mother was the main culprit in this. There were many others, but she was the one constant. It's funny how when you share things with others, particularly good moments, that the atmosphere surrounding that goodness changes once you've shared it with certain people. Haven't you noticed this? Those plans you had in place, all of a sudden, fall apart. I'm sure you've experienced this. Just a quick tip. Those of you that are married, hear me, keep it in the house, work it out amongst yourselves. The less outside influence, the stability of your marriage will be. You should be each other's best friend, which should make it easier to work things out. As my eyes opened, things became so clear to me. I started noticing how things were happening as I shared details of my life with others. As a matter of fact, I recall when my mother infiltrated my marriage. She befriended my wife, became Facebook friends playing games together, and proceeded to plant seeds of doubt in her head concerning her weight before our wedding. It pissed my wife off, and that led to a chain of events that did not hold well for me. This is just one of many examples in my life that being monitored but me. One of the reasons that my brothers and I don't have a relationship with our children is because our mother has created a wedge between us and them. This is also the reason why you need to know who the people are around you. For most of my life, I had no idea that my mother worked for the enemy, but it all makes sense now. Throughout my life, this has been a common thing. As I've replayed my life, I can now see the ones who were used and the ones who did it intentionally. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some people want to see you happier than them. Remember, people have become very effective at wearing masks. This is why the Spirit of God is necessary. Until I submitted myself to Him, I had not seen any of this. If not for being placed in her home, I would not have seen the truth of who she is. I did not want to go there. I didn't at the time understand why events took place the way they did. But God had a plan the entire time, and I'm thankful for it. I live the scriptures every day. When the Bible says, "He that is in you is greater," I can testify to its truth. How else could I have overcome the wickedness I've come up against in my life? Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. There are many lessons to be learned through our experiences. Being able to recognize and utilize what you feign from them is crucial. I have faced many challenges to enable you to overcome what you face. May my experiences and words benefit you in your daily lives by the mercy and grace of God.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.